The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone, one half of the best black movie review podcast in the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blackbusters, on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yep. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking with the family? Welcome back to Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
I'm your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host. Here we go.
Tony Numbers.
Tony Numbers, right. Yeah, that's fitting for this episode. That's
Tony
fitting.
By the numbers.
All right, Big Ja, Tony Numbers, man. We doing a special episode today. Because instead of necessarily discussing an actual film, a black film, we're going to do something different today. This is a Blackbuster, the first Blackbuster bracket show. All right, and I'm going to have my boy and co-host
Tony Numbers
break down the Blackbuster bracket show and explain to y'all what exactly this episode is about to be about.
All right, perfect. So you guys have watched the show. They've watched the show. They've seen us occasionally go in and have these debates, you know, Chris Tucker versus
Martin Lawrence,
who was Sanaa Lathan versus, you know, such and such.
Nia Long,
right? Uh-huh. We have these moments in between there, you know, Shownuff versus Bruce Leroy and all this other stuff. So what this show basically does is we're going to ask a question and we're going to spend about 30 minutes trying to see if we can find our way to an answer.
Okay.
Like a bracket. Right. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about who is the best rapper turned actor.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so what we'll do is we'll toss a couple of names out there. We'll have some debates. And then we'll try to do it like Selection Sunday.
Like a playoff.
Exactly. We'll come with our four finalists. Then we'll debate until we can get to one. And maybe we can agree on the greatest rapper turned actor ever. Okay. And so we'll do these like every, you know, couple of weeks.
Yeah, just to spice it up, man.
Mix it up.
I love the movies are a go-to. That's what we're going to always do, the movies. But sometimes we have debates on and off camera to where I feel like it's necessary to do like a bracket show and involve y'all into the bracket show as well to where we can just discuss this or that, he or she, he versus he versus she versus she, and just see what y'all think as well. We're going to get into it today.
And it's all love. It's all like, love. It's barbershop talk.
Barbershop talk,
like we love all
and
of
hair
these.
And hair salon too.
And hair salon. We love all of these actors. Yeah. We love all of these movies.
Absolutely.
But it's just sometimes fun to just, you know, kind of kick around. I mean, Chris Rock made a movie called Top Five. And you ask anybody, they'll tell you who their top five rappers are.
Exactly.
They love them all, but it's just like a fun little debate.
Exactly. That's all this is a fun debate about rappers turned actors and who's the number one.
So I have a question for you.
What's happening?
Should we take Will Smith?
Of course.
Off the table.
He's off the table because, pardon me, he's Will Smith.
Yeah.
He's Will Smith. And so now at this point, we're going to talk about who's number two.
Yeah, who's number two?
Who's number two? I think Will Smith is too far gone as an actor.
Yeah.
And he got a gold album.
I mean,
at least one. He might even have more than that.
I mean, so, he probably has Grammys. He probably
Yeah. So he's, ain't nobody touching him.
I think as an actor, he has no real, when we compare rappers who have turned into actors, there is no real rival to him.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, whatever category we're going to look at it at, he's going to be number one.
Right.
If you look at box office, right, he's got, you know, all of that box office. He is a Oscar winner.
Yes.
Right. He's been associated with some of the biggest movies ever.
Yes, right.
As a lead, as a star.
As a star.
As a star. As a certified, you know, superstar. So that's why we're going to take him off.
Because how many rappers turn actors are superstar actors?
No.
And we're going to find out.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So let's do some honorable mentions. Some folks that, like, you want to call out.
You gonna start off with honorable mentions?
I mean, we can go. If we go straight to who I think the top four are. Then we just, you know, then we just drop their names at the end.
Okay, honorable mentions. Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to give Common an honorable mention.
Oh, he's not in the bracket.
No, I don't think Common. I think Common is a good actor who has successfully navigated, you know.
That space.
And he's done good movies. He's been in some super blockbuster movies.
Okay.
You know, he's done some drama. But, like, he's a good actor, but he's not... He's not number two. He's not number two.
And okay. So with that being said, I'm gonna throw one out there for an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
Ludacris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ludacris
been some. He's clearly been in a huge blockbuster series
franchise.
Fast X. He's been at least, what, 6 out of the 10?
Yeah.
If not more.
He made his debut in Crash.
Yeah.
And he was really good in Crash.
Was Crash first or was it?
Crash was first.
And then it
I
was.
Feel like Crash was first.
And what about Hustle and Flow?
Oh, yeah.
I think Hustle and Flow might still be after Crash.
Yeah. I think Hustle and Flow was after Crash.
Yeah. But his debut was in Crash for sure.
As Skinny Red? What was his name?
And Hustle and Flow?
Hustle and Flow.
Ah. That's funny.
Yeah. Skinny Pete. Skinny
I forget.
Something.
Crash 2004, Hustle and Flow 2005.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, what's interesting is I think that's a great honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes like to wonder what Luda's acting career would have been if he didn't get hemmed up in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Right.
If he would have had more opportunities to do other things.
Do you think that he was only legally able to do that?
So here's what
I feel like it would have made him a bigger star until he would do other stuff.
I mean, so what's interesting is that with the exception of the chick, none of them I don't think they were contractually obligated to only do that movie.
I doubt it.
But I think they might have been typecast, right? Like, you know, where
because Michelle Rodriguez ain't.
Michelle Rodriguez was already big before. Yeah. She was already working before
Fast and Furious. Fight Girl or Girl Fight?
However she got into the game.
Girl Fight, Fight Girl or something.
But
like,
Tyrese, you know, aside from Transformers, you know, what she did prior to the Fast and Furious stuff, that's been about all that's in there for him.
You think the first Transformers he was in was before Fast and Furious?
Let me see.
Because he was in the second one. He was in the first one or the second one?
He was in the first Transformers.
No, I'm talking about Fast and Furious.
I feel like he was the second Fast and
Furious. He was in the second one where Paul Walker's character went and found his homeboy.
Yeah.
Roman.
Yeah, cuz. That part. So, yeah. I mean, I just think it's interesting, like, you know, Because Luda did this. There was like, remember there was like the New Year's Eve movie or a Valentine's Day movie? It was like a little like, kind of like rom-com that had like a gang of actors in it.
Hmm.
You know, so he was in that. So it's interesting. He's such a charismatic person that like, you know, I would have loved to have seen him do more. I feel like he maybe could have gotten that Ice Cube love. Because right. He was fun and funny and light. Put him in comedies. Let him be silly. Let all that personality come out. So I think that's a good honorable mention.
Right.
Let me throw another kind of good honorable mention. Low-key Busta Rhymes.
Ooh. He's honorable mention, huh?
So he's Higher Learning.
Mm-hmm.
Higher
Learning, mm-hmm. Shaft.
Shaft. Finding Forrester.
Yep.
He got into those one of those Friday the 13th movies.
He did.
So he worked a little bit.
Yeah. He's definitely not a top five guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he does have a cool little career as an actor. He's done some good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do Mos Def.
Mos Def is, that's...
He's honorable mention though. He got some work though.
Yeah, it like everything with Mos Def. Had he put out more body of work, you could be arguing.
Yeah,
because he did a HBO movie called Something the Lord Made.
Come on, man.
Have you seen
Vivian?
Yeah, will you play Vivian? Come on, man. My guy, who am I talking?
Going in here. That's a blockbuster. We got to do
man.
That.
He was amazing,
bro.
In that
he's
movie.
Nice. He's super
he was
nice.
So good in that, like, transformed into that guy.
I feel like if he, I wonder if he did work when he wanted to. Like, you know what? And I believe he was acting before he was rapping. I think he said years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, he's still honorable mention because mm-hmm. when he was younger, he wasn't professional in either one.
Yeah.
But he's had acting like he's not just a guy, not just a rapper that came into acting. He was an entertainer
super
as a
gifted.
Youngster and started his rap career first and then acted.
This guy that I'm throwing honorable mention is a good solid actor. I don't think he's my top four.
Okay,
but I'm showing love to Method Man.
Ooh, Method. Yeah. And right now he's super popping.
He's having the best moments of his acting career. You know, like early on, like you know, when he was in Belly.
He was like Busta.
Yeah. Is that that nigga? Is that the other thing in Nebraska? Right. Like, mm-hmm. you know, he did a lot of that. He was cheese in the wire.
Yeah.
You know, but now as he's gotten older.
He's Davis McClain.
Yeah.
And Power.
Yeah.
Power like Book 2.
He's always been good.
He's playing a lawyer, and I believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of more honorable mentions. Any more you got?
Yeah. So you Method Man, that was a good one.
Fresh Roll Star.
Yeah.
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 He gets an honorable mention.
Fresh Roll and Sticky Finger. Let's put them together. Fresh Roll and Sticky. Yeah.
Get a good honorable mention. Fredro has done good work. Didn't they cast Sticky as like on a Blade?
He was Blade. It was a TV show. He was Blade.
Sticky's come a long way then.
He's come a long way. I'm a B-boy. Mm-hmm. Standing in my B-boy stance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Nah, he didn't rap. He rapped a little bit, but nah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Who's next in the honorable mention? And we could bring him up even after we name our top four.
Bow Wow? Yeah.
Bow Wow.
Like Bow Mike? Wow.
Like Mike, Roll Bounce.
Lottery Ticket.
Lottery Ticket.
Yeah.
One of the Fast and Furious is Tokyo Drift.
Yep. That's good work.
Uh-huh. That's good work.
Exhibit.
Exhibit, yep. Yeah. Exhibit.
I love that movie, Gridiron Gang.
Gridiron Gang was dope.
Is that a blockbuster?
That's crazy. Because I forget. I mean, I don't forget. But the crazy, he technically is super black.
Yeah.
He's not super black. He's black.
Dwayne Johnson?
And everybody's black in there for the most part.
That's what's so crazy. Like, it's starring Dwayne Johnson.
And it's the hood.
It's criminals. It's, you know what I mean? Like, football. It's got everything, but I've been like, I don't know.
And he's a bigger actor. He's a bigger star than, he's equivalent to, like, a Martin or a Chris Tucker as far as, like, big movies like Rush Hour or Bad Boys.
Who?
The Rock.
Yeah, I mean,
as far as following, he's the biggest. He's biggest hell now, but he's basically Arnold Schwarzenegger of this era.
Absolutely.
So
when he was putting that,
even though most of the people in this film are black, him included.
Yeah,
but because he's not as black as Martin or Chris Tucker, it doesn't feel like a blockbuster.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna have to go back and watch the movie. Gridiron Gang a blockbuster? What y'all think? Let us know in the comments.
50 Cent?
Yes, 50 Cent for sure. 50 Cent for sure is an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's do a couple of dishonorable mentions real quick. Okay. Nas and Belly.
Nas.
So bad.
Nas.
So bad.
Dishonorable mention for sure.
Yeah.
With that being said, honorable mention. Well, I'm gonna say that
for
later. But yeah, Nas. Mm-hmm. I love Belly.
Love Belly.
An
awesome.
Yes.
Of a movie.
it's a dope ass music video movie.
Shot well.
What a solid story.
Well, the story gets really wonky.
I mean, it gets weird.
We get to Jamaica.
We get to the government gets involved.
Yeah.
But it starts off kind of like, okay, cool little hood situation.
Yeah. I mean, the start of it with the how do you want it and the black light.
Yeah.
It don't get much better than that.
Right.
But then after that, the shit gets real.
It's
wobbly.
It had a better story like Paid in Full. Even though it's a bigger movie than Paid in Full.
Yeah, it was a bigger movie than Paid
in Full. Is underrated, for sure.
I mean, I just think it's like giving a movie director the keys. Visually, the movie was dope. There was all kinds of like because really
the
cool
movie the director is a video.
Is a video a guy. Video director visual guy. But by the time we get to like DMX being hired to assassinate the minister, well, where are
Come
we?
Come on, man.
Where are
What's
we?
Going on?
Africa's far.
Jamaica's good. Jamaica's very good.
Yeah, Jamaica's very good.
So let me throw it. Is DMX honorable mention?
He's a dishonorable mention.
Dishonorable.
You think DMX is a good actor?
The movies he's in. Belly in I mean.
Outside, because he had the Steven Seagal shit, the Jet Li shit that he did. But to me, I feel like no disrespect to DMX, but
he played a good gangster. That's what he did. He played
He did better acting on the interludes on his albums. Right?
Why is it that?
Yeah. He's too DMX. He's too DMX.
Well, he's an honorable mention for me.
Yeah. I get you. I like his projects as an actor. To me, DMX's acting career is a testament to how big his music career got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy is so popular, let's see if he can act. Just like the same shit, this is basically the Elvis theory, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and Eddie Murphy said this, that like, you know, Elvis was so popular, they put him in movies, he couldn't even act. Right? Like, you know,
to me, like DMX. Like T.I.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, T.I.
So popular.
And Nas only did what? One movie?
He only did Belly.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel he's a dishonorable mention.
To my knowledge, yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like if DMX didn't have his whole struggles with his career, I feel like he would have done more movies.
Maybe.
And they probably all would have been like, okay, he's playing DMX.
I mean, it's interesting because if DMX had acting chops that he could develop, like, he could have evolved into Vin Diesel, right? Because Vin Diesel, I don't know if Vin Diesel can act or not, because what he does on film is a very narrow margin,
right?
Right, like he's says only like 5 or 6 words at a time.
A scene.
Yeah. Very non-emotional.
It's family.
Yeah, family. Family. This is what happened. We're going to get him out.
Yeah.
He's all about family. Right. Like, so I don't know what he can do outside of that. Like,
call,
you know,
everybody.
I've never, what's his character's name in Fast and Furious?
Dom.
I've never seen Dom like angry. Or like sad, whatever.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. Just like a milk dud. Mm-hmm. Just, you know. So I don't know what he can do. But I would think that DMX is at least, if not more charismatic than Vin Diesel. So if given the right, you know, kind of like franchise, it could have worked. Yeah.
See, I don't think that he's on the Will Smith level or like a.
Oh, no.
I don't see him.
He's not as good as Method Man.
Huh?
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's
long. But because he had hit movies he was in, and I feel like that they would eventually maybe he would have had more opportunities to do more acting.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. It wasn't just that. You know what I'm saying, but his career, his film career kind of went with his music career.
Let me throw another. This one is just outside, I think, real consideration for top four. But shouts out to LL Cool J.
LL Cool J.
Mm-hmm. So we got Any Given Sunday.
In Too Deep. Deliver Us From Evil. Nah, I got to. Damn. Well, it all depends on whether. So we're only counting four.
We're going to try to whittle this down to four.
Okay.
And so I think
you say he doesn't get
I
in
think
there.
He's outside the four. Maybe now's a good time to start establishing the four.
Okay.
Okay.
Because like, he has in the house, he has a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
He has like you said, Any Given Sunday.
Okay, I'll give you a good comparison.
SWAT. He's in SWAT.
I'll give you a good comparison. LL Cool J and Ice-T. Who's a better actor? Who's at the better acting career?
Oh, LL's better acting than Ice-T.
You think so?
Yeah. Who has the better actor? That's crazy because Ice-T got Surviving the Game.
Yeah.
Ice-T got Rapping Hood. Do y'all know about Rapping Hood?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, listen, we got that. We got New Jack City.
New Jack City.
We have SVU. SVU. Which I know is TV.
Law and Order.
We're talking career. Law and Order, yeah. Law and Order, SVU.
Oh, yeah, that's acting. You know what I'm saying?
So, like.
We got New York Undercover, Ice-T.
Ice-T been in the game.
He's been in the game for a minute.
Forever, right? And so, if we look. But LL also has been on those, like, those NBC, you know, like, shits that I never watched, but, like, be on forever.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh.
But to me, like, that's a good versus. Like, Ice-T versus LL.
Yeah, I agree.
That feels like a good, like, pair.
Uh-huh.
I'll throw in a number one seed, in my opinion, Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a number one seed. You know, if we're going 1, 2, 3, 4, I think Cube is a number one seed. Hands down, of rapper turned actor, in a strong position to make an argument for the number two spot.
This as actor or for he's on, are you throwing his producer stuff in there too?
Just as an actor,
because here's the thing: like you just say Ice Cube,
mm-hmm.
and you say
I think Ice Cube has a better career. I think Ice Cube has had a better career as an actor than
LL Cool J.
Than LL Cool J for sure.
Ooh.
I think LL Cool J for sure. Like I think LL Cool J is outside of my top four. Who's a better actor? Ice Cube. Than LL Cool J?
Ice Cube is a better actor than LL Cool J?
I don't think LL Cool J has put anything on tape like Doughboy.
So who you gonna take, Doughboy or God?
Doughboy.
And here's the thing. Ice Cube at that point is just playing Ice Cube. He's playing the nigga from the NWA.
Mm-hmm.
LL Cool J is not playing himself. He's playing God and In Too Deep.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Listen, man.
You're crazy.
You think
the LL Cool J performance in In Too Deep is better than Doughboy and Boys in the Boys in the Hood.
Debate.
And I love and you know Boys in the Hood is my shit.
Yeah.
But I'm fair.
I don't know, man.
I'm fair. Let me ask y'all this. Y'all watch this movie, In Too Deep, with Omar Epps and LL Cool J, and watch Boys in the Hood with, of course, Ice Cube and Morris Chestnut and Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah. And tell me who plays the better villain, who plays the better tough guy. And here's the thing. Ice Cube plays a great gangster, mm-hmm. a great tough guy.
Yeah.
I believe him all, but he's more human. He's more regular.
Yeah.
This nigga guy was a tyrant. He was sadistic. You know what I'm saying?
So like skill for skill.
Do you think Ice Cube could have played that?
Nah. I don't think Ice Cube could play that kind of villain.
That's my... So I asked you,
but I don't think LL Cool J could play Doughboy.
Do you think LL Cool J could have played the nigga... Higher Learning?
Fudge? No.
Oh, come on.
Do you think
LL Cool J, Ice Cube, could have played the neighbor in Wu, where he played... He was a player, nigga.
No. No.
Do you think he could have played the...
Do I think LL Cool J could have played Craig? No.
Yeah, mind you, Craig, Ice Cube's playing himself, a West Coast Cali nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think that...
So you think LL is a better actor than Ice Cube?
I do.
Wow. I totally misjudged how this was going to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's bring
Do you think that Ice Cube is funny? Do you think Do you think his character Calvin in Barbershop? Who do you think I love the Barbershop films.
Mm-hmm.
They cool.
Just okay.
Yeah, they cool.
Just okay. Yeah.
But like LL could play that character. Maybe. Calvin for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but
did you believe
by the time we
Ice Cube as Triple X, or would you LL Cool J play Triple X?
LL Cool J. 100%. Right.
Do you think LL Cool J could have played Ice Cube could have played Any Given Sunday any character?
No.
You can do so much more with LL.
Now the only thing that I would say is that like those are all valid points. I hear you.
Uh-huh.
When we get into the long tail of their careers, it just all kind of like washes itself out, right? Like, you know, it is what it is. But if we talk about like big earlier splashes, Cube's portrayal of Doughboy and Fudge make significantly bigger splashes than what LL did, even as God, right? Like, you know,
okay.
Which might have been his best performance because Cube has Doughboy, he has Craig, you know, like he's got more, you know, more notches, like legit notches on his belt than LL, right? So I think, like, I think you make a good point. It was a point I didn't see coming, yeah. But I do think that, like,
I was just talking
about, bar for bar, tail for the tape, like, Cube has had better performances.
No, not better performances, better movies.
Better movies and better performance. That's my contention. But,
yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get to the end, Dane. Let's bring in Tupac.
Uh-huh.
I feel like
if Tupac if Tupac was 50-something years old right now, I think he'd be 52.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he'd be right under Will Smith.
Okay.
I feel like as far as talent, as far as ability, unless you could bring up another actor turned rapper,
mm-hmm.
a rapper turned actor, they're not gonna be, oh shit, damn, I forgot about him. Yeah, he's over Tupac. But yeah.
It's interesting because with Tupac, you have Poetic Justice, of course, mm-hmm. you have Juice,
mm-hmm.
you have Above the Rim,
mm-hmm.
and then he kind of starts going the indie route with like Gridlock and some of those other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be interesting to see, like, had he survived the late 90s and got out the rap game,
mm-hmm.
how he would have transitioned.
I don't think he would have, when I say right under him, I don't mean like if Will Smith is 100% or 97%, mm-hmm. that Tupac would be 95.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying I think he'd be second. Okay. I think he'd be the most successful rapper turned actor.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Behind Will Smith.
All right, I'm going to throw another name out at you.
Okay.
Queen Latifah.
Ooh. I love Queen. Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Set it off. Oof.
Brown Sugar. Just Right.
The Equalizer right now.
Equalizer.
I never watched it, but I know it's cracking.
I think she did Taxi Cab or
Taxi.
Taxi something. Taxi. You know, whatever.
What to do from American Pie.
Yeah, she's worked a lot.
Mm-hmm. She worked a lot.
She worked aside Denzel and The Bone Collector.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's got a good body of work.
She got a very good body of work.
She might have an Oscar. Did she win an Oscar for supporting actress in Chicago?
And weird, though. Huh? Chicago? I'm not sure.
I feel like, you know, they talk about some characters that have that EGOT status? She got a Golden Globe. Okay, Golden Globe. I knew she won some shit. Mm-hmm. That's I mean, nobody else we talking about, and this depends upon how much you value industry awards. Mm-hmm. But she was nominated. I feel like she was nominated for an Oscar, and she won the Golden Globe.
Man, Living Single.
That's fucking Living Single.
Yeah.
I think that's high praise for Queen Latifah. Like, and been working forever.
She just never stopped working.
I mean, think about it. Like, she has a show on right now. She's the equalizer.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much networks believe. And the show's been on for a couple of seasons now.
Yeah, yeah. She, And she did, what was it, Beauty Salon?
She did Beauty Salon.
Yeah, you say she did Just Right.
Mm-hmm.
She did,
yeah.
She had a small little cameo in Jungle Fever.
I mean, look at this. So she's
in Juice. Yeah. Had a little cameo in Juice.
She won a Primetime Emmy Award. She won a Golden Globe. She's won 3 Screen Actors Guild Awards. And was nominated for an Academy Award in 2006.
And she just came out with a movie this year with I Ain't Like It, but Ludacris.
So,
It was terrible.
But here's what's interesting.
She wore some ass under there. It was an action.
Girls Trip.
Yeah.
So based upon those accolades, damn, like, does any other argument matter? Like, do those accolades matter to you? Those nominations and those awards.
Well, so nominations kind of do, but it depends on who they're going up against. For example, mm-hmm. like if you went up against
another A-list
rapper turns actor,
yeah,
then. Because, you know, especially awards are a lot of times mm-hmm. like white boy awards to like mm-hmm. to black people. So they might deserve something a long time ago and they never received it.
And just get it.
So I wouldn't say who's a better actor, an actor that has 4 Academy Awards mm-hmm. or Denzel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Denzel okay, got I get one, you. Right? I get that argument.
So in this case, but shit, if we being fair, she might be the top. And who behind Will?
I mean, if you go just off of credentials, if you go like just, it's almost kind of like box score. It's like the LeBron argument, right?
See, I wouldn't do okay.
Like if you just go like, listen, if Will Smith's the most acclaimed, there's no argument that Queen Latifah is the second most acclaimed.
And I'm not and rapper Smith's turns not actor. Most, he's not the most acclaimed because of his acclimate, his accolades,
his awards.
It's the films.
Yes, yeah,
it's the movies.
Yeah,
and that's how I judge it. I don't really the awards. But awards.
He's been nominated. He was nominated for Ali. He was nominated for Pursuit of Happiness, and then nominated for the Serena one. The last one.
King Richard.
So, I mean, but Ali and Pursuit of Happiness were very big movies.
Pursuit of Happiness is one of my favorites.
Yeah. So, so if Queen Latifah, now what's so funny about it is that aside from Chicago, I couldn't, all of these awards probably came on one performance, which was Chicago, right? You know, so even though she's filled up the box score in terms of these accolades, but this is all associated to her role in one movie. So I don't want to overstate to your point. I don't want to put too much weight.
Her best film, but
she's there. She's got a legit, in my opinion, seat in the top 4.
I agree.
You know, right there.
Okay. I agree. Damn. All right. So as of right now, she's 2.
Yeah, so I feel like
if we're as of right now, she's 4, right?
Well, okay, so here's where I think we are with it. We agree that Cube is a top 4.
Uh-huh.
We agree that Pac is a top 4.
Uh-huh.
Now we've got Queen Latifah, Ice-T, and LL Cool J that we're kind of talking about for the 3rd and 4th spots. And is there rapper?
At first, you put LL Cool J in the honorable mention.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if I can get behind it, but I've got no problem seeding LL as number four. I got no problem putting Cube as the number one seed, Pac as the number two seed, Queen Latifah as the number three seed, and LL as the number four seed. Mm-hmm. I got no problem with that.
Right.
Because you could make the argument LL versus Ice-T. I think you could probably make an argument that LL has a better career than Ice-T.
Well, here's the thing. Honestly speaking, and I know I can't speak for you.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tupac, but Ice-T probably should be like, hold on, how is Tupac in their top five, top four, and I'm not?
Yeah. I mean, because really, we're putting a lot of the weight on Tupac.
He did Juice. Yeah. I mean, Juice.
But Juice. Juice carries the majority of the load, yeah. Right? Like.
But also, Gridlock, what was the other movie he did with Belushi? His last movie, gang related. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he was arcing, and he was playing a cop, and he was playing. And yeah. I feel like the older he got, the more refined he would have been, mm-hmm. even as an actor, to play something. For example, you look at someone like Bokeem Woodbine.
Yeah,
and when I first saw him, he was in Strapped. You know what I'm saying? Or Jason Lyric. And that guy now can play, like, I can see him playing a reverend.
He's everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's good. I'm thinking, like, could Tupac have gotten so good to where he could start playing roles that weren't very urban?
But for the purpose of this argument, I think we have to cut off at what he has on film.
Right, true. Right? I agree.
And based upon what he has on film, is what he has on film better than what LL Cool J has put down? I still feel like Pac's stuff is more significant than what LL has done in his career.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So that's why I think Pac stays. Like, what, even though we're only talking about four or five films, these are
his impacts on the industry, on the culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that gives him a firm seat there. So it's Cube, it's Latifah, it's Pac. And then unless we can find somebody to compete with LL, LL gets the fourth slot.
Right.
Right.
This Ice-T?
This Ice-T is New Jack City.
New Jack City. Ice-T is surviving the game where he was the main.
I want to put Ice-T in front of LL.
I don't want to, but I do want to be fair. I mean, I don't have, I'm not partial to either one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm In the House. I'm really a fan of In the House.
Yeah.
I really liked him in, he was good in SWAT.
Mm-hmm. I mean, LL Cool J, he's worked all those years.
And he's on the show right now. Like a sitcom. I don't know right now, but like, I know he was on if it's not SWAT, another show like SWAT.
I'm trying to think, is there a dark horse name that we're forgetting?
Might be.
That I mean, like,
if he worked more, I feel like he would be in a way bigger position, most def.
Yeah.
He's honorable mention only because he didn't, okay. 12 Blocks was savage. Him and Bruce Willis, they killed that.
I've got a hell of a curveball for you.
Let me curveball.
This is a fucked up curveball. And it might disrupt everything.
I'm all for that.
That's what Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
Now, Mark Wahlberg
definitely
has a better career than Ice-T and LL Cool J.
Shit.
And maybe even Queen Latifah.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Like, you know. I mean,
this is bigger films.
Yeah, bigger films, meatier roles. Now he's never won anything.
He's low key. Yeah,
he's got some stinkers on his long tail too.
Yeah,
like he's got Boogie Nights, right? Like you know, which is one of his. But you know, he's got his role in
Fear was good though.
Fear was good. Fear was good. He was in The Departed. Like he was good in that.
Departed Shooter.
Shooter was great. That Four Brothers.
No, yeah, he,
yeah. That Planet of the Apes was trash.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, we don't want to fuck with that.
What's the other shit he did? Survivor, right? Lone Survivor.
He's got a good.
So nah, he got.
I think Mark Wahlberg compares well to Ice Cube.
I think he beats Ice Cube.
You think he beats Ice Cube? He's got good vibrations.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right.
That's what got him acting.
Right, but
you know what I'm saying? He didn't start acting.
But
at the same time, mm-hmm. let's say this: he ain't black.
Yeah.
So he's not even.
So he can't even be in it.
I forgot. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Brother Wahlberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this is a blackbuster bracket.
Yeah. So you and Eminem. Blackbuster
bracket.
No, get out
you
of here.
You and Eminem. Yeah. And Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. And Vanilla Ice. Y'all out of here. Okay.
But nah, I hear what you're saying about. I said, I'm going to have to go back and look at how good that album was. Because even if it's one album, it's still, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that Good Vibrations definitely charted.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was his only single.
Was it that album his only album?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all he ever did.
Because he went straight to, well, I think he was modeling as well.
And it was like, literally, we got to check the paternity test versus whether that song was pop or rap. Right? Like, you know, like.
Good Vibrations. Yeah.
And he was rapping
feel
in it.
Feel it.
Yeah. Come on.
Sexy, son.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If it included him, he would go straight to number two. It'd be no question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but whether he qualified, first of all, he's not black. And whether he qualifies as a rapper.
But he's, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
I respect this guy.
Hell yeah.
No, I'm talking about Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith, but like the Miami boom, boom, shake the room and shit, the MIB Men in Black shit.
Yeah.
That's whack.
But he got summertime.
And he got parents just don't understand. Yeah. He got a lot of stuff. He went gold. Mm-hmm. He was going gold when niggas wasn't going gold.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So he's definitely a rapper for sure. And he definitely respected as he. Only reason why he got Fresh Prince is because he was Fresh Prince.
Yes, he was already the Fresh Prince.
The rapper got him to become an actor.
Yep.
But like, and he had a bigger body of work.
Mm-hmm.
That did more work than Marky Mark and Funky Bunch.
So I feel like we need to make a decision on our fourth seed. Like, I think we have our top three lined up. We need to.
We'll just argue the top three now because it's obvious that your three and that your four and five are not going to be. The
yeah.
Three.
So so it's Cube, Pac, Latifah.
Uh huh.
We got to eliminate
now question,
one.
Damn, I'm still like.
You still thinking about LL?
LL and Queen. And I'm not talking about accolades.
Yeah,
just talking about like this movie's film. Like Chicago, I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a movie, but I didn't care about that. You know, that's not my. I'm not the target audience for that.
Yeah.
And she Kill Lee Cleo is probably my most impressive role.
Mm-hmm.
And she has Living Single, he has In the House.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They both got sitcoms. They both were leading the head in their sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the movies, her biggest movie is what?
Chicago?
Yeah. And so, but no one
okay.
cares about Chicago.
Okay, so let's,
like,
so what's LL's biggest movie?
His biggest movie might be Deliver Us from Eva and or probably In Too Deep.
Okay.
And because even though I'll consider Any Given Sunday Jamie's movie.
Yeah.
That's more Jamie's movie. He was a character in there.
And then I would kind of consider Chicago they movie.
Right. And then you got SWAT. He's in SWAT.
But I'm still going to say that Queen Latifah's Cleo is better than anything that LL has put on film.
I really like that God character.
I like God too. I like God a lot.
Yeah, but I would say
I think Cleo
Set It Off is a bigger film,
and Cleo's a bigger performance,
and it's probably even a better movie.
Yeah.
We got to do In Too Deep too.
Yeah,
we got to blockbust that down. Blockbust that down.
Yeah.
So as of right now,
yeah.
Upon further research, man,
I
think she does be like, but it's I think by the skin of her teeth though.
Yeah. And I think, okay, so then how does Latifah stack up against Pac? Now, I'm going to say that I think Latifah leapfrogs Pac. Because, and I think Pac suffers from body of work.
Yeah, he died at 25.
Yeah.
And he's done, what, 5-6 movies?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think, so now it comes down to Cube versus Latifah.
Cube versus Latifah.
And I thought going into this debate that I knew what I was gonna say,
because she got barbershop, he got barbershop, she got beauty salon.
Yeah, I'm going Queen Latifah.
You got Cleo over Craig. Cleo over Fudge.
I think like, oh fuck, this is hard because every time I look at it, it becomes toss up. Like if I look at body of work, I think Cube has a better body of work.
Are we there yet?
You know
what I'm saying?
Queen Latifah.
Barbershop 1, 2, and yeah. 3.
I think it's Cube. I think it's Cube. Not by a wide margin.
Yeah.
You know, I still think that like Queen Latifah probably had, I think we've seen the best acting from Cube we're going to see.
Yes.
From him. But I still think that like
Queen Latifah is going to be 65 playing somebody's grandma.
And maybe get an Oscar.
Grammy. Maybe get a Grammy. Yeah. I mean an Oscar.
An Oscar, you know, for it, right?
Academy Award, yeah.
So if I have to vote today, I'm going to vote Cube, but like—
It's pending.
But
they
but
both Queen still acting.
Queen Latifah is still working.
Yeah.
At the network level.
Right.
And I think, like, you're right. Like, I think that she's got an old, you know, matriarch role in her, you know, when she's old and wrinkled and, you know what I mean?
She's going to play her and Kim Whitley going to be sisters in the movie.
She's got something.
Yeah.
She's still going to work. So I think we're going to say that Cube is number two behind Will Smith.
Will Smith, Cube, Queen.
Queen. Pac.
Pac.
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J, right out there, right outside the record.
I
see right there next to him.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what people think.
Hey.
I think it's
so
fair.
Not only will we do brackets, we also might even fuck around and do a round table every now and then as well. Where it's just like six people. You know what I'm saying?
I just
thought about that right now. We might not, but that's something that we could talk about.
I mean, somebody could have came in and been like, look, what Mos Def did and Something the Lord Made
Facts.
Is fucking better
something
than anything
Something the Lord
anybody
made
ever
is
did.
Crazy.
Like,
go watch that.
That alone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, separates the So, I think other perspectives in the room when we do this is good. But I do think we were fair.
Yes.
I do think we were methodical.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, unless there's like a Family Feud moment where there's a name
that
we haven't thought of.
And there's somebody out there, I'm sure, but it's like, like we said Bow Wow, but he's honorable mention.
Yeah. I mean, I think we got to the guys that like matter.
Yeah.
Like the Ice Cube, Ice-T, LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, Common's a good actor, but he's not top five.
Snoop Dogg, honorable mention.
Yeah, you know, he was in some shit. You know, Master P did a movie.
Right.
Right? Like, so I think, you know, Eve did some acting, you know.
Yeah. Eve did some acting, yeah.
But I think...
She might have had a bigger career.
Yeah.
She might have went down the line of J-Lo. And, like, rom-coms, you know what I'm saying, if she would have kept going.
If Method Man had more leading roles, I think Method Man could... You could make an argument, but
man,
like he hasn't had.
He would have to. He
co-starring
would have,
roles. In
he
movies.
Would have to. This season, he's not in the bracket, right?
Yeah.
He's not in the final four.
Yeah,
but who knows? 4 years from now,
but if
he
might. Working,
he might be. He might have already. Been, he might have led. He might have played a biopic character or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now, 4 years from now, he's in the final four or something else.
Okay.
Well, we'll see, man.
I like this.
Hey, this is dope.
I like this.
Hey, this is
fun.
A little controversial. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
yeah, but
I cannot wait.
I can't wait to hear what y'all got to say. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do the Blackbuster Reels, and we'll ask you questions about this.
There
last
are
one.
So many of these debates that we can have.
Yeah.
We've already had them like through a lot of the different episodes that we've done. But like, there's, you know, I love this type of shit.
Mm-hmm, hell yeah.
So there's so many of these that we could do. And I did not see you riding for the LL Cool J, but I'm glad you did.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it made
I'm fair.
Very fair.
And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ice Cube's movies better.
Yeah.
But
you,
for sure.
But you was fair.
Yeah, I'm fair. For sure.
That's it.
All right, y'all. Our first episode of Blackbuster's Blackbuster Bracket Show. And I'm your host, Big Jai, along with my co-host.
Tony Numbers.
Tony Numbers.
Yeah, I got to say it like that.
Tony Numbers, yeah.
I actually will keep that for a little bit.
Tony Numbers.
Tony Numbers for the rest of the day. Let's hope I don't get fucked up.
Right. What do you mean my number? What numbers what? Yeah, man. Thank y'all for tapping in.
Yeah.
Hopefully this was pretty engaging for y'all, and y'all can comment as much as y'all want.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to hear what you read what you guys have to say. Take care. See y'all next time, man. Much love. Be good or be good at it. We out of here, man. Pew. To the max.
Blackbusters.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone, one half of the best black movie review podcast in the world. In the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today, through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yup. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blockbusters on Amazon Prime Video. Yup. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yup, yup, and yup. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.